Now, it is my pleasure to welcome into the studio this afternoon two fantastic ladies. So we're all part of the Southwest London Military Wives Choir. I've got Victoria Sina and Sally Gosling in the studio. Good afternoon.
Hello, JP.
Hello, JP. Thank you for having us.
Good to have you here. Fantastic. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about, because you've got a great event coming up soon, which we're going to talk later on. But I want to talk first of all about the fact that obviously you're part of the Southwest London Military Wives Choir. There are others across the UK. But how did you two get involved with the choirs?
Well, I think, you know, we move around so often, and wherever we move to, we try and fit into that community, try and make a life, you know, and get on with it. As soon as you arrive, you don't know how long you're going to be there. So you want to find a way of starting your life very quickly. And the choirs, you know, are great to help you do that. And so I think for both of us, you know, when these choirs started and we were posted, you know, got involved. You saw, you know, on the television when Gareth Malone had the military choir on the television, you know, it was inspirational. You just thought, yeah, that would be really nice to do, to move somewhere. And whilst, you know, we can all pop round and have a coffee or say hello and welcome and how old are your children and are they going to the same school, actually to leave all of that behind and your husband's work and go off and sing together is just lovely. So my journey is probably very different to Sally's, and actually probably more recent to Sally.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate to be I joined Marchwood Military Wives Choir a number of years ago. And then I was posted to South London, had a knock on the door and was invited to South London. I knew instantly that I'd be welcomed, that I knew that I'd knew the songs and I knew that the camaraderie would be fantastic, and I could just go on a Wednesday night and put, you know, my military life behind me and just go and be with other like-minded ladies, just sing and enjoy. It was always cake. Cake and tea.
Sell me with cake.
And learn songs and sing together. And everything that really the choir means to me is just, it's been a fantastic journey over the last 5 years.
Yeah, sort of social and escapism element as well, I imagine.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit more about the choir, because obviously it's not just you two within the choir. How many other people are there? How does it all work?
Gosh, thousands. Well, there's nearly 80 choirs now globally within the armed forces.
Oh, wow.
And it was started with an idea in 2011 in Catterick. And then with Gareth Malone doing his choirs on the television, he was invited to, you know, maybe come and see the Military Wives Choir. Did he want to get involved? And and that was very, very successful and really brought it to the fore. So in 2011 he started filming with the Shifner and Plymouth choirs.
Yes, yeah.
And then in 2012 the foundation was formed, the Military Wives Choir Foundation, and that really is the umbrella organization that helps any community within the armed forces around the world start their own choir. So as I say, now we're up to nearly 80.
That's incredible, actually, isn't it? That's all around the world?
All around the world. So we've got UK, Germany, Cyprus. I don't know if there's any down in the
Canada.
Falkland Islands, Canada.
Yeah. Wow. That is quite inspirational. And it's such a big project to say when it gets global and it's all around the world, you just realise how incredible this is. It is. It's amazing. So for both of you, you mentioned choirs before. Were you members of other choirs before the military choirs, or have you sung from a very young age?
I think, like most people, that you might have been in the choir at school.
Yeah.
You might have enjoyed singing with a church choir. But really, you know, it's not about whether you can sing, it's whether you just want to join a group of people who enjoy singing.
Yeah.
And that, you know, I would say to anybody, you know, don't worry about joining the Military Wives Choir. Not everybody can join, but there's the rock choir, there's the gospel choir, there's the show choir, and there's you on your own individual choir, singing along in the kitchen while you do the housework, down at the pub, karaoke choir. Singing is just incredible for, you know, improving your mood, endorphins. And I think most people, when they're having a sing song, even if it's a football match, you know the joy you get from that, from singing with like-minded friends and colleagues. So, yeah.
It makes you feel a part of the community, definitely. And with the other women, you're singing together. And when you're singing in harmonies and you're singing the same words, and when it sounds good, it's a really good feeling when you know you're all together, you're singing it together.
Yeah, I remember someone saying to me before listening to many of these choirs about how the fact that beauty is usually something that's very visual, mm-hmm. but there are certain things when you hear them in a choir and you say with the harmonies and everything, they absolutely. Just sound, it's the sound of beauty, isn't it? It's amazing.
Absolutely, yes.
It's incredible. Yeah. So for your choir, and possibly for the others as well, what sort of music do you sort of feature in your repertoire? I hear there's quite a wide range.
We sing some very modern songs actually, but of Ed Sheeran and Adele.
Oh, always good. Always good.
But also we sing a bit of John Denver
nice.
And Elton John. But we also, in our current repertoire, we're singing Carl Jenkins, Adiemus. So there is a really broad spectrum. We have some challenging songs and some challenging.
Yeah.
But when they come together, they are amazing. And again, it's that journey sometimes, the journey of getting a new piece of music and thinking, oh, I'm never going to learn that part, or I'm never going to sing that high or that low. And getting there together and making that beautiful sound and doing it, you know, to an audience at the end, singing it and seeing the appreciation.
Yeah.
I was going to say, one of the things that we have, which is, I think, quite unique to our choir and the Military Wise Choir, is that each choir is suggested that they sing the same 10 core songs. Wherever You Are, Stronger Together, being two
of those,
them.
Yeah.
So each choir learns those songs as much as possible. So what it means is, if you're posted to another choir, you know those songs. And equally, if a choir's
nice.
Quite small and needs some extra help for doing a performance that they want to do but haven't quite got the numbers, then they shout out on our Facebook page, are there any other ladies out there who could help us with this particular performance, whether it's singing for somebody's 80th birthday or it's singing at a public event, then we can all go and join.
Yeah.
And sing together, because we know those songs and we are all singing literally from the same song sheet. So we have one practice and we go off and sing. And we've done that maybe with 15 ladies, or we've had 8 choirs join together at an event. And that's where our ethos of Stronger Together, I think, really works well, learning those 10 core songs.
Such a clever idea, actually. And how long does it take? You were saying about sometimes when you get a new song, how long does it take usually the group to build that in with all the harmonies and everything? Does it take a few weeks, a couple of months?
I think it depends on the songs. If it's more of a classical song, which I think it would be fair to say most of us are not used to singing, but we have an excellent musical director, Adam, who's very gentle and very patient with us, and we have teach tracks that we can go along and learn. We have the words.
Oh, amazing.
And you know, different, some ladies can read music, some can't, but so we sort of work around everybody to help them learn at their own pace. But generally speaking, we each term we learn a new set of songs, a new set of a new repertoire to fit into whatever we're doing that at that particular stage of our sort of performances, really, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, we're normally aiming towards a performance. So for this term, let's say, we have been aiming to our performance in a couple of weeks, our big concert in Kingston, whereas in the winter we would be aiming towards doing the Christmas songs and so whilst we practice every week, we wouldn't necessarily focus on one song every week for a number of weeks. We'd do a bit and then we'd move on to another song and another song,
nice.
and so we're generally working towards it, and then we might use a song for, you know, 6 months, and actually the first performance getting used to it, and then by the second part of the 6 months, it's
just sounds
we have our old favourites, Vera Lynn, Tipperary, The Rhythm of Life. They're all really
amazing.
Good songs that we enjoy singing on a regular basis, don't we?
Yeah.
That's good, because I was going to ask about favourites. Are there any particular songs, either from the core repertoire or branching out, that you particularly like hearing or singing or getting involved with?
I think it would be fair to say my favourite is Stronger Together. And if I could just read out these lyrics, which summarise it. It says, we can walk this road together, we can stand as one, and now nothing can divide us, we are stronger together. Together we belong, together we are strong. And there's a flame burning through the darkest night, burning with the brightest light. Can you see it through the dark? Can you hear above the noise, the voices, full of life and full of hope? Together we are stronger, we can overcome. And I think it's Military Wives, that's a very personal.
Yeah, very personal, very powerful.
Yeah.
Fantastic. We can listen to that song. It is an amazing one. This is Stronger Together. We'll be back with Victoria and Sally after this.
Like
So that was Stronger Together from the Military Wives Choir. Absolutely fantastic track, that one. Very inspirational, as we said. The lyrics are lovely. Victoria and Sally still with me in the studio this afternoon. So away from the choir, because obviously it's an amazing thing to be singing that, what is it like with life being a military wife?
Well, I've been a military wife now for 23 years, and it's certainly been an adventure, a very positive adventure. I will say there's probably been some times where, yes, it is tough when your husband's deployed for a year at a time. It's tough when you move, children have to move schools. Yeah. But I've been very fortunate to meet many other military wives as I've moved around. Mm. The choir has only enhanced that in helping us to bring us together. And I, you know, I just, as I say, I've met some amazing people, like Victoria, I would never have met if I hadn't been. South London Military Wives Choir, yay to everybody there. And, you know, we're really hoping everybody can come to our concert. But my job, I'm a research nurse at Surrey and Borders, and I've had to move around a lot, and my job has probably suffered a little bit. But I'm a great believer that every posting, there's been a positive, and every posting, Victoria and I were just saying, you find something to do. Mm. Whether that's working, helping out at a school, doing a charity event, you always find something. Yeah. And if you'd stayed in the same place, you wouldn't have had those opportunities. Mm. And I've lived in America, Germany, Norfolk, Liverpool, and, you know, so, yeah, lots of different adventures. So, and thank you to military wives out there for everything they do and their partners. And we'd just like to say, if your husbands are away, I hope they come back home soon.
Yeah, fantastic. Very good. Very important message, I think, actually. So, the other reason we are here is because there is a big concert coming up, which you're very much looking forward to. It's how we got in touch with you guys a few weeks ago. Something is coming up on the 13th of May. Do you want to tell us a little bit more?
Well, we've got our annual concert supporting the South London Military Wives Choir. And it is going to be at St Peter's Church in Norbiton in Kingston-upon-Thames. You can all come along and see us and listen to us sing our new songs and some of our favourites and some of the core songs as well. But it last year, I believe, it was a sellout. And so
it was a sellout. It was a sellout. And this year it's going to be even bigger and better. Lots of hard work and effort has gone into it. Yeah.
And it is really lovely. It's a lovely evening, and you know, children are welcome to come along as well. And it is just a great, great feeling, and it's great to be a part of it and to listen to the wives singing. And it can be emotional. It can be an emotional journey. But the tickets are available from St Peter's Church office, which is open every morning during the week. Or you can email the South London Military Wives Choir. And the tickets are available for adults and for children. So please come along. Please come along and see us. And come and say hello.
Yeah. Come and get involved. Can I say to both of you, thank you ever so much for coming this afternoon. It's
thank
been
you
lovely
very much.
To speak
thank
to you.
You. Thank you for having
it's
us.
It's going to be an amazing event, I know. It will be. That is the and I think I said Southwest earlier on, so I'm going to correct myself live on air. South London at Military Wives Choir. If you do want to get involved with that one, it's Saturday the 13th of May 2017, 7 p.m. at St Peter's Church in Norbiton. £7.50 for an adult ticket and £5 for under 12s. And that you can get them from the office at the church itself. To both of you, have a lovely weekend. Thank you ever so much for coming in. We hope to hear from you again soon.
Thank you, JP.
Fantastic. We're going to finish with a little bit of music. This is going to be Singer from the same album, Stronger Together. Enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.